This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting in just a few hours on alleged manufacturing of biological weapons in Ukraine at the request of Moscow. Mike Gracia reports.
The United Nations Security Council will meet Friday at Russia's request to discuss Moscow's claims of the United States conducting military biological activities in Ukraine. Council diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity, confirmed the meeting will convene at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. U.S. officials dismissed the Russian claims out of hand on Wednesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable. And in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the Russian claim preposterous. The White House has suggested that Russia might seek to create a pretense for further escalating its two-week-old invasion of Ukraine. I'm Mike Rossia.
Washington has warned Moscow about what some observers describe as war crimes by Russian forces in Ukraine. U.S. officials said Thursday Russia is turning to a strategy of laying waste to population centers in Ukraine as high-level talks between the warring parties made no progress. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Russian President Vladimir Putin's plan to quickly capture Ukraine, it is clear now, has failed, so he is now turning to a strategy of laying waste to population centers to try to break the will of the people of Ukraine, something he will not be able to do. Russia has denied targeting civilians in its invasion of Ukraine. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden will announce later today that along with the European Union and the Group of Seven countries, the U.S. will move to revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a source familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to preview the announcement. Stripping most favored nation status would allow the U.S. and allies to impose tariffs on Russian imports. President Biden's move comes as bipartisan pressure has been building in Washington to revoke what is normally, or rather formally known, as permanent normal trade relations with Russia. North Korea's last two missile launches were actually tests of a new intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM system. U.S. officials said Thursday as they threatened fresh sanctions on Pyongyang and warned of a serious escalation in tensions. The launches February 26 and March 4 did not demonstrate ICBM range, but were likely meant to evaluate the new system before conducting a test at full range in the future, potentially disguised as a space launch. According to a statement from the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, North Korea had not given many details about the tests other than to say they were in preparation for the launch of a military spy satellite. At a virtual hearing in bankruptcy court, addiction and overdose survivors and those who have lost loved ones unleashed their emotions on members of the family they blame for fueling the opioid epidemic. We get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
It's part of a plan to settle thousands of lawsuits against the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. Former company president Richard Sackler appeared by audio. He had said the company and family bear no responsibility for the opioid crisis. One woman played a recording from when she called 911 to get help for her overdosing son. She called one of the Sacklers the scum of the earth. Several showed pictures of loved ones who died because of their addictions. Many spoke about forgiveness, with some trying to find it. Ryan Hamilton, who was in recovery, said, "You poisoned our lives and had the audacity to blame us for dying." I'm Ed Donahue.
As mask mandates are disappearing around the U.S., Americans will have to continue wearing masks on airplanes, in airports, on buses, on trains, and transit for at least another month. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote.